This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So there's this story, long story, with a lot of weighing in on ESPN. It's one of those NFL experts ESPN pieces where everybody weighs in on a number of questions, like what's your early Super Bowl 60? That's what next year's Super Bowl will be pick. And it's amazing, man. Dan Graziano, Chiefs over Washington. Pamela Maldonado, I don't know who she is at ESPN. Cincinnati over Washington. Washington's a Super Bowl pick for some people next year. Next season's MVP, Graziano, Jaden Daniels. Moody, whoever Moody is. Who's Moody? Eric Moody from ESPN. Don't know who he is. Jaden Daniels. Somebody else, Jaden Daniels. Then you say they've got a, you know, what's the one move you want to see this offseason? Matt Bowen, T. Higgins to Washington. Somebody else had T. Higgins to Washington. Then there's a segment called which team will take a step back in the 2025 season. We did this the other day with somebody from CBS Sports, who said Washington's among the teams that will take a step back. Well, Aaron Schatz, somebody we've had on the show many times, the DVOA inventor and creator, FTN Fantasy, also with ESPN, he said Washington, and he writes, when a team pulls off a magical run to the conference championship, despite not being one of the two or three best teams in the conference, you usually see a step back the following season. And when quarterbacks are as good as Jaden Daniels was as a rookie, they usually don't take the step forward that fans expect because they're already very good and there's not much room to improve. When I read that, I thought about that and I'm like, where would I expect Jaden Daniels to improve? I mean, That would mean that you'd have to identify an area that needs improving. I can't do that. What's the area in which Jaden Daniels needs to improve upon? I think that what really is the key and central offseason question isn't about where Jaden Daniels will improve, because he was elite at almost every single thing he did this year. He was an elite passer. He was an elite deep passer, an elite medium-level passer, an elite short passer. He was elite, you know, in the pocket. He was elite outside the pocket. His mobility, obviously, top tier. We got boxes checked off in the clutch department, come from behind wins, last 2 minute wins over and over again. We checked the box on one and done games, you know, two playoff games on the road, you know, the Sunday night game against Atlanta, which was a rather big game. I mean, he checked every single box. The only box he hasn't checked is winning the whole thing. I understand that's insane to say after somebody's rookie year, but that's how good he was. I mean, seriously, where would you say he needs improvement? Where would you expect to say, oh, man, he got much better doing that than he was as a rookie? I mean, I guess maybe some of the decision-making on running, you know, getting down a little bit sooner, not taking as many shots. I still believe that the number one concern I had about Jaden Daniels coming out, and it wasn't a big concern, but it was the one thing that I was concerned about more than anything else, is his frame, the shots he took in the SEC, some of the plays he missed, some of the portions of games he missed, and what would that look like at the NFL level if he ends up being a true dual threat quarterback versus being a guy that can do everything. Well, even for a guy that can do everything, he still had 148 rushes for 891 yards and took a lot of big shots. He also kept getting up with the exception of one game. You know, after that 50-yard run against Carolina, he didn't play the rest of the game. And then, you know, was he compromised moving forward? Not as much as most of you would think because of the results. No, the results were because they played Pittsburgh and Philadelphia in back-to-back games in 4 days. Like, I've said this a million times, but if he was compromised, you know, physically, then they were irresponsible as an organization running all the designed and option runs that they ran. I mean, his first game back, he had 8 rushes for 52 yards against Chicago. And there were plenty of zone reads called where he could have kept it. Against the Giants, 8 more carries in that game. Pittsburgh, not as much, but it's because of the way Pittsburgh played him. I mean, they were running designed runs into that Philadelphia defense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I mean, we don't need to relitigate that, but I still don't understand why some of you want to say, well, the only time that he didn't look good is when he was playing hurt. If he was legitimately playing hurt and they were running him as much as they were running him, that's malpractice. And I don't believe that they would have done that. And they said to you over and over again, no, he's fine. He wasn't even on the injury report for those last couple of games. And let's face it, he played great in a couple of those games. He was phenomenal against the Giants. It was his second highest QBR game of the season. And he was pretty damn good at times in that Pittsburgh game. And, of course, he threw the Hail Mary against Chicago. But where do you, where would be an area that you would say next year at some point, Denton, man, he really got better?
I don't know if it's him specifically, but I would love to see them prioritize deep shots a little bit more. You know, it was very clear in that game against Philadelphia they were going to beat them with 18-yard plays, which is great, but you do need to add a little bit of explosivity to the offense. But again, that could be personnel, that could be play calling, offensive line, but I would like to see them get more comfortable with him throwing the ball deep.
He completed 69% of his passes. We know that. He was 25-9. The analytics were off the charts with versus blitz, third down, et cetera. Expected, you know, all the EPA numbers, all of the advanced numbers spoke to this being, you know, one of the true historic seasons. To me, it's really the off season is about what you put around him to make the team better. You have him, you got that part figured out. The one area of emphasis is I would definitely, as a front office and as a coaching staff, say, do we really want him to be our leading rusher in 10 out of our 17 regular season games next year? Because I think that answer should be an emphatic no. Because you why put him at that risk? You never ever with Jaden Daniels want to take away the presentation of him being a dual threat quarterback. It means so much to an offense. Of course, I'm not saying he needs to run less. I'm just saying, does he really need to be the running game? You hope that they can improve upon that. Offensive line, backs, etc. Look, he could end up not improving at all, but having a much better season statistically, yards thrown, touchdowns, etc., because you improved the team. Starting on defense, where, hey, you got the ball more. You got the ball in better field position more often. You got the ball after takeaways more often. You know, those kinds of things would really help. But in terms of specific areas, that's a question, by the way, I'll ask Taylor Kelly the next time I have him on, you know, his quarterback coach. That would be, like, I wonder, I think the last time I asked him that was late in the season, maybe right before the Detroit playoff game. And I think his answer, Denton, was, you know, some of the decision-making, and I think he specifically said some of the decision-making on some of the option, the RPO and the zone read game stuff. So, and by the way, I talked about that a bunch, right? With, it seemed like he could have pulled it on that zone read. Seemed like he should have given it on that zone read. You know, teams play it differently. You got to feel that, you know, as you're going through it. But when I read that from Aaron Schatz, I thought, you know, yeah, like, where does he improve? But that doesn't mean the team's not going to get better. All right, Jordan DeJani from CBS Sports next.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.